New Country Z100, Jump Hardy and Head Over Boots. Good morning at 12 minutes after 7. It's Kent with you here today. Very excited about what's coming up here on the show. We've got all kinds of things we're going to give away today, including some tickets to the Grand Ole Opry, which is going to happen with your opportunity next with Tough Tuesday Trivia on the way here in just a second. Birthdays, anniversaries coming up at 7:50. And I've got some guests in the studio with me this morning. First off, I'd like to say hey to my friend Debbie Hogg with Hospice of Southern Illinois. Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, Kent. Nice to be here.
Well, hey, thanks for being here. Who'd you bring with you today?
Heartland Rotary Club of Williamson County.
Now, this is the first I've heard of Heartland Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. Now, are there several of these Heartland Rotary Clubs out here? Are you guys just formed?
No, we are very unique. Mm-hmm. I have to say that. We are very unique as Heartland Rotary Club of Williamson County. However, there are many Rotary Clubs across the world. It's an international group.
Tell me about the Rotary Club, because I hear about, well, I go at lunchtime and I meet with the Rotary and we talk about things to do in the community. What all do you guys do here? Because you meet in the morning, right?
Yes, we are a breakfast club. Mm-hmm. And we meet at 7:45 every Tuesday at Heartland Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
We've been meeting now for 13 years, I think. I think we're on that. Let me see. We officially chartered April 8th, 2003.
Okay.
We started meeting in the Mary Memorial Hospital before Heartland Regional Medical Center opened.
Yeah.
We chartered after the opening of the new hospital.
I got you.
So I was part of that group.
There's somebody who's listening this morning driving up and down Route 13 or what have you in Williamson County. They're heading to work and they're wanting to know, what is it that Rotary does? Can you give us just what exactly you guys are about and what you all do?
Sure.
Okay.
The object of Rotary is to encourage and foster the ideal of service worthy of enterprise, and in particular to encourage and foster involvement in community. Mm-hmm. And there's a strong commitment to that, and we base everything on a four-way test. And we say this every meeting. First, is it the truth? Second, is it fair to all concerned? Mm-hmm. Third, will it build good will and better friendships? And fourth, will it be beneficial to all concerned? That's a commitment that every Rotarian makes.
Okay.
Professionally and personally in their lives and to their community. But what Rotary is all about is then making that commitment to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who we are as a club in the community in Williamson County, is doing service in our community and doing projects. And we're very proud of that and some of the things that we do. So I'd like to introduce some
Please,
of our club.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to bring Julie Campbell up, our president. She's finishing out her term in June. We'll have a new president.
Hi, Julie.
Hello.
I know Julie. Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing great. You come in here with, you wanted to share something. We were just talking off the air. What is that about Rotary?
Well, I just wanted to make people aware. I know there's a lot of people out there who are interested in helping their community in specific ways. And mm-hmm. this is the way that I found to do a lot of the projects that I'm interested in, and have manpower to do it and connections. It's a great way to make new connections in the community. There's a lot of great business people in this group. It's just a good way to get something that you're personally interested in accomplished.
Okay. And here's the other thing I noticed. A lot of times I think people have this stereotypical thought of a Rotarian in their mind. And it's like, no. Now, honestly, I'm not going to knock all the 84-year-old men who are in the club, because obviously they bring a big thing to the club. They've done a wonderful job. But you look at Julie here, and young, up-and-coming professional type person.
That's right.
We're looking for anybody, right, Julie?
That's right. We've got a lot of young business people in our club. But we also have some older people that are great, like Glenn Clarida is in our club with Clarida Ziegler mm-hmm. Engineering. So we always have the first tip off of everything that's going on construction wise around here. We have some great yeah. people that add a lot of.
And go ahead and introduce everyone, Julie, here today.
It's a test.
Yes, it's a test.
well, we're a club of about 20, but we've got Steve May with Dart Design here. We've got Jonathan Allen with Edward Jones here. We've got Amber Phillips with Styles Office Supplies. We've got Aaron Kopek with Higher Level. Mm-hmm. We've got Lucas Grotz with Mayor Networks here, and of course Debbie Hogg.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, this is it, Heartland Rotary. Now, what do we need to do? If somebody's listening, like, yeah, I want to get in on this. Like, what do they need to do, Debbie?
Well, I think come visit us at any meeting. We meet every Tuesday, 7:45 at Heartland Regional Medical Center in the professional building on the lower level in classroom room 2. Can call either one of us. You can call me at Hospice of Southern Illinois, 997-3030. Can call Julie at the insurance house at
997-1311.
Okay. Or any of the others that were introduced, if you know them, feel free to call. Yeah. Or just drop by and and visit one. We're always looking for speakers, guest speakers, to come and talk to our club, share what you do, and let us know about that. So we'd be happy to have you as a guest speaker. But we're always looking for members to join our club. So if you're interested in participating, we do a lot of different projects. We're involved with the Lighthouse Shelter. We do Christmas baskets during the holiday seasons, food baskets for community. We have the walking trail that's been a big project for us. And the hospital helped us with that. And,
wow.
And the, I'm trying to think.
We do iPads for autistic children. We accept applications from anyone all over Southern Illinois. It's loaded with special software. We pay for the iPad, all the software, everything, and they can take it home with them, actually, instead of having to keep it at school so it can help them in the summer.
You know, that's crazy because I can't work an iPad, but kids can. I mean, they show me stuff all the time on the thing. And so what a wonderful deal to get involved with. I'll have all of this information up on our Facebook and at my blog at z100fm.com. Heartland Rotary of Williamson County, or Williamson County Heartland Rotary. We'll give you more information right there. If you missed it, you can share it and do all that good stuff, because that's what we do now, Debbie. We don't only talk on the radio, but then it all goes over here to this box. This computer, and it goes out all over the world.
That's right. That's
and somehow, some way, it gets shared and all that good stuff. But thank you all for being here today.
Thank you, Kent. And what we say is, if it's not involved with Rotary, get involved with something in your community. Just get involved.
I think that's the main thing, too, because you feel better.
That's right.
Like when you serve somebody else and make their day, that in turn comes back to you and makes your day, and then all of a sudden you got a smile on your face, and now everybody's smiling and everybody's in a better mood.
That's right.
That's what we're about here too. So thank you all very, very much. Appreciate it. At 7:20 this morning, stick around. Hey, who wants to go to the Grand Ole Opry? We'll give you a chance to do it in less than 10 minutes.
Sit to save now at FB.